There's only one place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning, and this is it. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
The vast majority of conservative Republicans are prepared to support immigration reform, but only if we can ensure that we're not going to have another wave of illegal immigration in the future.
Well, if that's the case, vote against your own bill there, Senator Rubio. Because how can you not have another wave of illegal immigration when you give amnesty to those who've already illegally immigrated? What the hell do you think is going to happen when people come here illegally and you give them an amnesty? What message are you sending to other people who are thinking of coming here illegally? I'll tell you the message. Come on in, and eventually you'll get an amnesty too. How do we know this? Because the first time we made this terrible mistake, back in 1986, the Simpson-Mazzoli Act, we had 3.5 million illegals. It's signed into law. What do we end up with? We end up with 12 million illegals. We tripled, almost quadrupled illegal immigration in the name of fighting it. And Marco Rubio, I tell you something, I think every day that he stays in this fight on the side of that bill, he is hurting himself as a prospective candidate for president. I would love to take your calls on Marco Rubio here, and whether you admire him for sticking to his guns, whether you think he's showing great principle, whether you think he's correct, or whether you're profoundly disappointed by him. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. I got a very revealing and interesting email from a listener about yesterday's show about property crimes and apparent police disinterest in pushing the recovery of stolen property, at least in the story we talked about. And an absolutely you'll be hearing about that at 7:22. And later this hour, 7:35, an absolutely outrageous child abduction in Whatcom County by a man who had previously been found to have child pornography on his computer. He made bail. So he's out walking around again. But first, let us go to Marco Rubio. He voted against the Grassley Amendment that would have required the federal government to secure the border first before granting legalization to illegal immigrants. Again, he voted to kill the amendment by Senator Grassley. Now, Kelly Ayotte, the Republican from New Hampshire, who said that she's going to vote for the Gang of Eight bill, she voted for the amendment. A couple of Democrats, Senator Mark Pryor up for re-election in Arkansas, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, they both joined Republicans to vote for the Grassley Amendment. But again, here is what Rubio said on a Spanish language broadcast by Univision a week ago Sunday. Let's be clear. Nobody's talking about preventing the legalization. The legalization is going to happen. That means the following will happen. First comes the legalization. Then comes the measures to secure the border. Why on earth does Marco Rubio not think that doing that is going to bring on another wave of illegal immigration? You know what is so crazy about this? And I'll be talking to Ann Coulter about this in an hour. What's crazy about this is that we know that most Americans oppose amnesty on principle. You see, everyone in Washington, D.C. is acting like this is about what comes first. legalization and border security, or do you do the border security first before the legalization? The bottom line is Americans don't want amnesty. They don't want the legalization. They don't want it for a lot of good reasons. They don't want it on principle. They oppose it because it makes people who play by the rules and immigrated here legally look like suckers. They oppose amnesty because it rewards lawbreaking in the first place. Some people in this country still care about the rule of law. They don't think the law is just advisory. They oppose it because they think it'll attract more illegal immigration. And more illegal immigration means a flood of people going after the same jobs that low-skilled workers are struggling in this country to find and hold already. Now you know why the business lobby's all for it. Because, well, you have a flood of new people coming in, no problem. It'll just lower the wages. You have people willing to do that work for less money? Well, fine, pay them less. That's what's at the heart of this. If this bill is easy to defeat. You know, you've heard me say many times before, there are simple solutions, just not easy ones. This one's simple and it's easy. Just call it the amnesty bill. There's no way you can argue that it isn't. Paul Ryan tried and he just looks silly. You are legalizing 11 million people who are here illegally. And then you get into that whole thing about path to citizenship. Never mind that. Americans don't want the amnesty in the first place. All you need to do is remind them why. The three reasons I just gave you. And you simply say it over and over again. Oppose the amnesty bill. Oppose another wave of illegal immigration. More illegal immigration does not strengthen America. Did you hear what Chuck Schumer said? I bet you didn't hear what Chuck Schumer said. Chuck Schumer said, well, they're going to come here one way or the other. They're coming here anyway. So essentially what he's saying is, well, why don't we just say that they're legal and that way it's no longer a problem? So again, Chuck Schumer, who is driving this entire bill. Anyway, let us get to your phone calls. What you think about Marco Rubio. I have lost faith in Marco Rubio. If Marco Rubio votes for this bill, I will not support him for president. Because he's shown he's just unqualified. He's been pushed and pulled by the Obama administration in general and by Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin in particular. The left is driving this debate. Lindsey Graham, his comments are just pathetic. He says we need to get back into the good graces of the Hispanic community. And the only way to do that is with comprehensive immigration reform. He's just, you know, he's panicking because he doesn't understand that he thinks that Mitt Romney lost. He didn't have enough Hispanic votes. Hey, Einstein, if Romney had had 70% of the Hispanic vote, he would have lost that election. Romney lost because a lot of rank and file Americans with high school educations were convinced that Romney didn't really care about him. Now, that was a bum rap, in my opinion, but that was what they thought. Poll after poll show that most, they respected him. They thought he was smart. They thought he showed leadership. But, you know, I don't think he cares about me. And you've heard that old slogan. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. That's what sunk Mitt Romney, a very decent man who would have been a great president. That's what sunk him, is that people just didn't think he cared. And they still don't think the Republican Party cares. This is a way to get them back on board. They should be crusading against this bill based on one, not on all these, you know, specific little rifle shots about, you know, where we pull the trigger on border security and, you know, how many misdemeanors you could be convicted of before you'd be legalized, et cetera, et cetera. Just aim at the general principle of amnesty. Keep saying it over and over again, and this bill goes down. And you know what? In 2014, you get to tell all the voters who tried to keep amnesty alive. You've got all these people who have had their wages cut, their health care benefits cut, their hours cut. Maybe they've lost their job entirely. You hear the economy's doing better. You know what? It's doing better for the top one third. For two thirds of America, it's not a better economy. We have the same percentage of the workforce that is working today that were working in the depths of the recession. But since so many people have stopped looking for work, the unemployment rate is by illusion not as serious as it otherwise would be. And it's still over 7%, 7.5%. But this is where the Republicans say, we oppose an amnesty that will result in another flood of illegal immigration that will hurt people's wages. It's not fair to working class Americans. It would be nice if someone in Washington, D.C. were on their side. We're on your side. We think another amnesty is a terrible idea. The first one tripled illegal immigration. There's no reason to think that this one would be any different. That's all they have to say. They just need to be consistent about it. And instead, it's like they're completely pushing that aside and saying, border security first or legalization? I mean, when Rubio says nobody's talking about preventing legalization, why not? That's the major problem with it. And that's where he is just fundamentally completely off base. Let's get to those phone calls. Every line lit. Steve in Renton, you're up first.
Thanks, John. I take my call. I love your show. Quick comment and question. I never had Marco Rubio. I'm social conservative. I never had Marco Rubio on top of my list. I always noticed a little political, but he's definitely showing it now. But he's not dropped that much for me because, and that gets my question, you may be thinking along the lines of statute of limitations. If there's a store that's been, you know, taking hits for 10 years, robbing and getting bread, all of a sudden they go bankrupt, and then all of a sudden they say, hey, let's sue everybody that robbed us for the last 20 years. I mean, there's a little bit of method in the madness when Marco Rubio might say, you know, hey, some of these guys are beyond statute of limitations.
Yeah, but the issue isn't whether you deport the illegals here now. The issue is, do you legalize, give formal legal status to everyone who's here illegally, and thus precipitate and ignite another wave of illegal immigration? Because that's what's going to happen. People are going to rush, just as they did after the amnesty of 86. They're going to rush for the border because they're going to wait here for the next amnesty. Why wouldn't you think that if you enter the United States illegally in 2013, that it's only a matter of time before they grant you an amnesty? They've done it twice. Or that's what you would argue if this bill passes. They've done it twice. Why wouldn't they do it a third time?